The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Right now.
On 99.7
DJX. All right, welcome. Hi there, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Kelly, how are you? Oh, you know what? She can't hear. I'm going to text her. Yeah, okay. All right.
Hi, I can't hear anything.
I know. All right.
There.
Hey, I know, you're there. I know. Hang on.
Hello.
Yeah, I hear your jingle bells.
I have jingle bells on.
I hear them. Okay, this is going to...
I can't hear you, though.
I know. This is going to be very one-sided. Okay, I tell you what. I'm gonna bring her down for a hot second. And then what we're going to do is... I'm going to tell you about what's happening on the show here today. We're going to flip a couple switches and see what's happening here. So today on the show, Setting the Bar Stories... family secrets, you laugh, you lose, Facebook fights, and then we want to know how far have you gone for some action. That'll be a little bit later on in the show, but we got a story for a guy who went the distance, so that's coming up here on the show, and then hopefully we'll talk to Kelly here next on 99.7 DJX. Let's try this one more time. Hi there, it's 99.7 DJX. Kelly?
Hello.
Oh, hello. Hi there.
I'm here.
It feels so good to... hear you
Should
again.
I do my jingle bells again?
Yeah, I mean, we can do it again. I mean, we heard you the first time, but okay. You couldn't hear that we heard you. So, yeah, it was just okay. Kind of a weird thing. Sure, for sure.
Yeah, all right.
Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Yeah, just careful. There are some issues with black ice, especially out on the west end, as there's already a huge amount of traffic over by the Sherman-Minton Bridge, thanks to a couple accidents. So, I just wanted to get that out there real quick. Also, a text message from a couple listeners here on 99.7 DJX from Sydney was like, hey, just want to send a shout out to my fellow postal workers this morning. We're all working long hours, starting at about 6:30, ending at about 8:30, if not later. Hang in there, everyone. Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, you got to get those packages to everybody.
Absolutely. Sydney, you and all your friends, if anybody's in my neighborhood, package delivery. I have a basket out with snacks.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I've got a package you're going to need to pick up.
No. I'm just saying, take a snack. If you deliver
cool.
in my neighborhood
yeah.
to my house, I have snacks for you.
Oh, look at that. There you go. Kelly.
Yeah.
Giving back. So that's pretty cool.
That's right. I got good stuff, too.
Like how good? Do I need to come over and
yeah, like my kids were like real upset.
Yeah, you're like, no, like, that's not for you.
That's not for you.
All right. So, coming up next, a feel good story. We will do those every single hour here throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. Can you give us just a little taste?
Yeah, this is, I loved this story and it's got a Michael and an Ava involved and it's dad goals.
And it's not your Michael and Ava.
It's not my Michael and Ava.
Okay. Every single hour we do this, Kelly K.
Okay, so this involves a Michael and an Ava, which I thought was kind of great because I have Michael and an Ava. But this Michael and Ava father-daughter, they live in Philadelphia. Here's the thing that's special about them. See, when Ava was 3, she's 9 now, her dad wanted to find something creative that would help him bond with his daughter.
Okay.
So we picked up a sewing machine at Walmart and spent countless hours watching online tutorials about sewing on YouTube and Pinterest, started buying women's clothing at thrift stores and upcycling it to make new outfits for Ava in her size.
Nice.
And he started making matching outfits for himself.
All right.
So, like, they're matching and it's straight fire. And he's created like 200 outfits for her. So every time she leaves the house, she's in an outfit custom designed and created by her dad.
Wow. That is
pretty
cool.
They look amazing. Yeah. They have an Instagram page, 18,000 followers and a blog, Daddy Dressed Me. And it's just kind of amazing. So we tweeted out the story at Ben and Kelly Show if you want to see it.
Please welcome the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
You know, we've been rolling through a bunch of different Christmas movies at our house. One of them, A Christmas Story, is always a classic. You know, the You'll Shoot Your Eye Out Kid with...
Oh, absolutely. We watch it every year over and over again.
I love it that it takes place in Indiana, too. It has that regional feel to it. Remember, like, Ralphie's the little kid, right? And he's got glasses. He wants the Red Ryder BB gun. And he's daydreaming about saving his family.
Now you get yours.
And so, like, it's an iconic scene, and so he's dreaming about, like, you know, fighting these bad guys, and he's spitting tobacco. And so I think it's funny because Peter Billingsley, he's the actor who played Ralphie, right? He was on Dan Patrick's podcast the other day, and he was talking about how the prop guy actually gave him real tobacco when he was, like, 12 when he was filming it.
And, oh, dang.
Yeah. And so, like,
that's not good, right?
And so he actually says, he comes up to me and he's got this pouch and it says Red Man on it. And then he flips it open and Peter Billingsley says, you know, I swear to God, I don't know the difference. And I said, what do I do with it? And the prop guy says, here, jam it in your mouth. Just don't swallow it. Spit. And so he starts telling the story about how he does it. And then they're getting ready to film and to shoot. And about 15 minutes in, he's like, the world starts spinning. It's tilting. Like, his stomach starts, you know, like getting upset because, you know, like, the chewing tobacco. He's sitting there eating. He's 12 years old. And so he had to, like, lay down for 40 minutes and he had to basically, like, sober up a little bit before shooting again. But then I was like thinking about it. I was like, he was 12 years old. Looking back on when you were younger, what did you have or what did you do that you probably shouldn't have done as a kid? And that's not like breaking the law, but it was something that maybe like your parents gave you or you did thinking that it was okay, but then realized, oh yeah, probably shouldn't have done that.
What do you use as fake chewing tobacco in Hollywood?
They mashed up raisins and they shoved raisins in his mouth. And so when he spit, yes, it still had the brown spit that like tobacco spit would be.
That makes sense. Yeah. Also a little gross because, you know, spitting.
Also a little gross. Right. I know. I was just thinking about it. I'm like, okay, well, what have I done when I was littler? Well, I remember being at a wedding of one of my aunts when I was probably 6, 7, 8 years old, something like that. And I went around and when someone set their champagne glass down, I would finish it. And so I got super drunk.
Oh, you topping off champagne. I gotcha.
Yeah, so I was finishing champagne when I was like 6 years old at my aunt's wedding.
That's not good.
And then I wound up laying in the bathroom, which is funny because that's what we all do.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter what age you are, when you have a little bit too much, sometimes that cool bathroom tile, it just feels great.
Did anybody realize you were doing that, or did they realize when you were face down on the bathroom floor?
I think that's when the realization hit, that it was like,
gotcha.
Yeah, where's Ben? And why is he laying on the ground in the bathroom? And, oh yeah, okay.
I drank the funny juice in the tall glasses.
I know. So I didn't know any better. Ryan texts in and says, growing up, we had a local shop that would allow us to buy beer for the adults in the house. So weekly, on the weekends, we'd walk to that store, my cousins and I, with a note. And we never knew what was in the bag and never questioned it. It wasn't until I got older that I learned that we were being used for beer runs my whole childhood in trade for snacks. That's so great.
That is great. I mean, bad, but great.
Bad, but great, right. Jennifer, hey.
My parents gave me a chemistry set when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And they probably shouldn't have, because after I got done with all the experiments in the book,
yeah.
2 lessons, hot glass and cold glass, look exactly alike.
Oh.
And when your mom gives you a chemistry set and says, go ahead, baby, do whatever, she wanted a new kitchen.
What? You blew up her kitchen?
I did.
Oh, my
God. She got all new cabinets and countertops. And yes, I did.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what?
Dang.
You were teaching yourself. You were learning things, right?
Yeah, and I still use hot glass and cold glass look exactly alike.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Jennifer, that's great.
Dang.
Thank you.
All right. Merry Christmas.
All right. You too.
That is insane. Okay. And then we got a text from Roxanne. Uh-huh. Roxanne, I swear, always delivers the goods. She says, when I was 11 in middle school, a boy on the bus gave me some chewing tobacco. I had it in my mouth for most of the 30-minute ride home until someone farted. Then I threw up all over the girl in front of me.
Oh, no.
That started a chain reaction of everyone puking in the back of the bus.
Oh, no.
That poor driver was trying to keep it together, she said. Wow.
Oh, that is rough. That is rough.
Tobacco and farts don't miss, is what I gathered from that story.
Ben and Kelly, we were just talking about things you did as a kid you didn't know were bad at the time, thanks to Ralphie from the Christmas Story movie, who was chewing tobacco, real tobacco, on set. Accidentally, didn't know it was wrong, though. Debbie texts in and says, when I was little, my grandparents used to come and visit, and they were heavy smokers and drinkers, and I remember mixing gin and tonics and rum and cokes for them. I must have been about 10 years old.
Oh, wow.
Of course, I would always have to try a little just to make sure it tasted okay. And you know what's funny about that? Debbie's text reminds me, I used to do the same thing for not my grandparents, but my dad and my stepmom.
How do you know if it's going to taste good or not as a child?
Well, so I would make them gin and tonics when I was probably like 10, 11, 12, 13 years old.
Holy cow. Did they give you the recipe and say, here you go, kid?
Yeah, they showed me how to make it once, and then they were like, hey, can you make me one of those? And then I would make them, and they used to love when I would make them because I didn't know, and so I'd make them super strong, and they were like, yeah!
This Let the kid do it. He's good.
So, yeah, I mean, I remember making gin and tonics from my dad and my stepmom when I was, like, 10 years old, too. It was crazy.
Wow.
I mean, and looking back on it, I didn't know any better, and I have daughters who are now teenagers, and I'm thinking, okay, I've never had them make me a drink, but maybe I should start.
No, sir. I mean, maybe it's one thing to say, hey, honey, go get me the remote, or hey, can you bring me a Coke, a Coca-Cola, or a little drink, some iced tea, but not mixed drinks. What's the matter with you people?
Hey, can you make me an old-fashioned, and I really like it when you put the orange peel in as opposed to the cherry, so could you
do that? Neat.
That'd be neat. Just one big ice cube, that's all I need. Anyways, that's pretty good. All right, hey, coming up, it's Setting the Bar Story. These are small examples of what not to do when you are, I don't know, making a gingerbread house. Croiky. Setting the Bar. Small examples of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without finding a massive spider inside your gingerbread house, you're doing okay.
Whoa, yeah. No, sir. Nope. That is not who that house is for.
Of nightmares. We've talked about the Huntsman spider before. It's a spider that is about the size of your face in Australia. And
OMG.
Katie, she posted a picture on Facebook that is literally a nightmare before Christmas, finding one of those spiders clutching an egg sack. While perched on a web it wove inside the gingerbread house from the grocery store.
Oh, no, sir. Nope. This one is going. Some may say it's a bonus. That one would be going back.
Some may say it's a bonus. This one.
This has a resident
this
already.
This one already has a resident. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, she wrote, only in Australia in 2020. By the way, huntsman spiders, again, speed and their ability to hunt, hence the term huntsman spider. They can grow about a foot in length. So,
a foot?
Good news here.
That's crazy.
Unless you're getting your gingerbread houses imported from Australia, chances are you're not going to see one of those in your gingerbread houses.
Good to go.
Yeah.
All right. That's great.
So, I guess small examples of what not to do if you can manage to make it through the day without, I don't know, buying a pre-made gingerbread house that has a huntsman spider already living in it, then you're doing okay.
That's a good note.
Yeah.
All right.
Could you imagine? No, I couldn't.
You open that thing up and I'd be like, jumps on your face.
Oh, gosh.
With all of its babies in its sack.
Okay, all right. Kelly, that was over the line. Jeez.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a little excited there. That's Setting the Bar.
I painted the picture.
On 99.7 DJX. I always love it when artists give little to zero notice when they decide to release like music or drop an album or something like that. Eminem just did that last night, by the way. Very surprise sequel to Music to be Murdered By, Side B.
Well, that's a festive title.
Yeah, festive for this time of the year. I'll give you a little bit of, I will tell you that everything that I have right now is edited. So that's We don't have to
worry
about any swears slipping on the old DJX there. But I'll give you the little intro.
Bob, this album has provided musical accompaniment to make your passing pleasant.
Okay.
Our next number is designed to drown out the sound of shovels. Music to be buried by.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's so sweet.
What is happening? Does he need a hug?
Well, so
what kind of dark place is he coming from?
Eminem always does albums kind of like he intertwines those kind of skits in between his songs, you know? So
this one's deathy.
Yeah, he I guess has features from Skylar Grey, from Dr. Dre on there. In one of his songs, he also kind of apologizes to Rihanna. So that's kind of cool that he
should apologize to all of us for this, apparently.
What are you talking
from
about?
From what I gather already. I'm just not on board.
I'll give you a little bit of Black Magic. That's his song with Skylar Grey. All right.
Black magic, Nightwalker. Yeah. She haunts me like no other.
Turn it off. I'm scared.
All right.
I don't want to hear anymore. I'm scared. I'm out.
Okay. All right.
That's
all right.
Nightmares. That's the soundtrack to my nightmares.
That would be a good album title. Soundtrack to my nightmares. I mean,
yes.
I think
sounds like this is that.
So yeah, if Eminem is your thing, know that he just
songs to be murdered by. That's the title.
Yeah. So yeah, Eminem's new album. It is the sequel, and that is out now here on, which I'm sure it's on all streaming services, so you can catch it there. Do this every single hour, Kelly K.
So this is kind of cool. A group of teenagers in Pennsylvania are setting a new trend.
No.
They are decking out their neighbor's lawns with gigantic Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, okay.
So this is kind of amazing. So instead of, you know, these things getting stolen.
Sure.
They're actually magically appearing in people's lawns. And they've been going all throughout the community. One homeowner said the whole thing's been so much fun. Everybody in the neighborhood is just in a good mood and happy. And for what a crappy year it's been, I think everybody's just looking for some bright spots.
Right.
They have been masterfully disguising themselves as Buddy the Elf and wearing reindeer costumes. And they have bedazzled more than 60 houses since late November.
Oh, wow.
So initially, they were kind of only working under the cloak of darkness. But then they started putting these up in early evening so people could watch. Because they realized that was a lot of fun, too.
I feel like that's kind of similar to the neighborhood in Christmas with the Cranks, where their neighborhood, they all have Frosty the Snowman on their roofs.
Yes.
And Mr.
It's
Crank
kinda like that.
Did not want to put one up there because they were skipping Christmas.
These things are 18 feet tall, and typically they run like $400 a pop. So no idea who's funding this project. It's just kind of a Christmas miracle. It's making everybody happy.
Let's hope that there isn't a follow-up to this being a setting the bar story.
Group
where
teens stealing.
Yeah, I know.
Inflatables from local Home Depot.
Right, right, exactly. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing Frosty the Snowman inflatables. All right, no.
I'm going to choose to think that we're not going to have that follow-up. That this is just going to be a Christmas miracle everyone can enjoy. Yay!
There you go. Yay!
Feel good.
All right, feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. Every week, we offer up our show as an opportunity for you to purge a little secret that you may have. Maybe it's a little secret. Maybe it's a bigger secret. Sometimes we try to call you. That's cool. Other times, you know what? You just give us the thumbs up to read your email. So that's what we're going to do today. Okay. So.
All right. I'm ready.
Got this email from a listener, who says, I was cleaning my 7-year-old son's room the other day. Noticed some money under the mattress when I made his bed. I typically keep all the money he makes doing chores. So I know how much he has. And no, I didn't give him this money. So he was hesitant to tell me where he got the money until I told him I was calling Santa and canceled Christmas until he told me the truth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta get the big guy.
When you start threatening to cancel the presents, that's when they start chirping like a bird.
Yeah, well, he confessed that he knows where they put the money at church after they collect the offering in his youth room. So he is going to be giving back all the money with 10% interest, and after offering an apology to the youth leader. Now, I'm torn. She writes, my son did tell me the truth, but the truth was worse than I thought. So do I still cancel Yikes. Christmas? I mean,
he's stealing from his church group.
Yeah. So
and he only confessed when mom threatened to cancel Christmas.
Yes. And she says, I mean, my kid has been stealing from church. He robbed baby Jesus. Just say that out loud.
He did rob baby Jesus a little bit.
Okay. So,
oh, dang.
All right. So, like, I see.
Wow.
Wow. He is seven. So I think there is that. I don't know if he's old enough to. I mean, he's old enough to know that that's probably not right. But maybe.
That's bad.
But maybe he's just kind of like dipping his toe into the water of crime. And going,
yeah, and we need to send a strongly worded message to like nip that in the bud.
So so maybe you're saying can't go ahead with canceling Christmas.
I don't know if I go as far as to say cancel all Christmas for him. I'm thinking though,
here's
you dial it way back.
So here's what I'm so she according to her email, she said she was going to call Santa to cancel Christmas. Until he told me the truth. So he told her the truth.
You don't want to like.
And you don't want to punish him for telling the truth.
Exactly.
And that's
then he'll be afraid to tell the truth in the future.
Right. And I've told my daughters this since they were born. I'm like, you know, listen. And my wife and I were like, we'll never get mad at you for telling us the truth.
What happens if the truth is really bad?
I mean, I know. I get that. And so Savannah even texts in and says, hey, don't cancel Christmas. She told him that she wouldn't if he told the truth. Yes, he needs to be grounded, but no canceling Christmas since he did tell the truth. That's interesting.
Okay. All right, that's a good way to go. That's a good compromise because he's still being punished, but you're not, you know, going back on a promise.
If you've got an opinion on this secret, you can get a hold 502-571-9970 or at Ben and Kelly Show. Man.
Oh, man. My son better never.
My son better never. I almost feel like I need a little bit of Jesus with this. Little hallelujah chorus, but I don't have it all queued up. But anyways, yeah, it's the secret that he... A seven-year-old has been taking the church collection and kind of storing it in his room. Mom found out, said she was going to cancel Christmas if he didn't tell her the truth as to where that money came from. So he did. And now she's like, wow, truth was a bit worse than I thought. So
yeah, now here's the thing. Most people are saying don't cancel Christmas because then that's going to deter him from
telling the truth.
The truth in the future. But Autumn said she needs to ask why he did it. Get to the root of what's happening and kind of go from there.
Well, like
yeah,
I said,
reduced presence.
Maybe he's just dipping his toe in the water of crime. It's like I feel weird. Like that's a weird thing to say, but you know, kids and I even remember when I was little, it's like you just do it just to see if you can get away with it or just do it just to see how it feels. And then, okay. All right. Yes. I get it. That was bad. I shouldn't have done that, you know?
Well, I think when, you know, he apologizes to the church and I mean, that feeling should stick with him and then having to pay it back, you know, he's probably going to have to do maybe some chores around the house to earn the interest that mom said he was going to have to tack on.
Yeah. Sarah, what did you say?
I'm sitting here thinking a seven-year-old can't really appreciate like the 10% interest that he has to pay back.
Yeah.
So why not put that on, you know, so he held up his end of the bargain. He told the truth.
Yeah.
He's seven. I would then ask the church to issue up some sort of punishment as the pastor, the priest, or the youth director.
Man, is
and see
it,
if they can come up with something on top of him paying back.
I mean, I guess, but I feel like it's weird for a church to offer punishment. Like,
yeah,
I do too. But yeah. There has to be some kind of retribution where he kind of has. I mean, nothing's worse than standing in front of your pastor.
Oh gosh,
and admitting to a crime.
This is true. Thank you, Sarah.
Janice said, how about a little community service? Like, I don't know if we make church kind of turn into disciplinarians maybe that we do have to come up with a punishment. I think everyone agrees that maybe we have him give a present away to someone, you know, to charity or something
like
that.
All of his presents.
Well, not donate all of them.
Every single one of them.
Again,
come down with the hammer. My gosh.
But, you know, like community service, helping people, I think, you know, reduced presents or maybe picking one he's got to give up.
Yeah. Hey, Michaela, real quick.
Yes.
What was your thought?
My nephew was 7, and he stole money out of his mom's purse and took it to school and gave it to his friends for Christmas.
Oh, what a nice guy.
Oh, okay, well, see, that's like Robin Hood.
What a nice guy.
What my sister did was Santa wrote a letter.
Yeah.
He had 2 other brothers. And Christmas was delayed for him.
Oh, okay.
So he didn't get to open the presents until after his brothers opened all his Christmas their Christmas presents and played with them in front of him.
Okay. That's
thinking Santa's letter was going to go in a different direction, like, hey, I appreciate the thought, but Santa's got it covered, so you don't need to steal.
Right. I do enjoy the Robin Hood aspect of that. Michaela, thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Yeah, at least the heart was in the right place.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? I'm going to steal money from mom's purse and, you know what? Give it to my friends. Hey,
exactly.
You get $5 and you get $5.
You deserve that.
All right.
You're my good friend.
All right. So, hey, thank you. If you want to continue commenting, you can online at Ben and Kelly Show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Because we got to get to You Laugh, You Lose. I mean, it's the final one of the year.
It is. It's big. We're both festive. We're both in our Christmas sweaters. We're ready to go live on Facebooks. So you can see it all go down.
All of it will go down. So who will get to hold the trophy through the remainder of the year into 2021?
Basically have the title of Supreme Victor of 2020. I mean, really?
I mean, yes, I guess. Technically, sure. Gets the last win of 2020. That is something to put in your belt. All right, so that's coming up as we sling dad jokes back and forth on the way. Those horns can only mean one thing. It's time to start You Laugh, You Lose. That is where Kelly and I sling dad jokes back and forth to one another. First person who laughs loses. And it's the last one of the year. Look at this trophy.
Wow.
Look at this trophy.
Well, she sparkles a little brighter, I feel like, with the holidays.
I know, yes.
Yeah.
Filled with tinsel and glory right there. And the You Laugh, You
Lose.
Supreme Victor Trophy goes to the winner.
The winner gets to like go into the new year winning the entire year.
That's
Supreme
right.
Victor of 2020.
Oh, wow, the pressure.
Yeah.
The pressure. I believe, as always, losers go first. I think that was that you or me last week?
Yeah, I went down.
You went down
blaze
last week.
Of glory.
A blaze of glory. All right. Oh, by the way, I enjoy the sweater that you're wearing. Very festive.
Thank you. Thank you. I've got my Christmas llama on and it jingles.
Love your...
I'm in my new studio,
which
is fun.
I am wearing my Meowie Christmas sweater. There you go.
Now, you probably need your phone, but that's got a pocket where it's got like lights and sounds and meowing, right?
Yeah, I can put like my phone in my chest and it'll create like a little sound and meowing and all that fun stuff. So
it's very interactive.
Okay, Kelly, are you ready?
Wait a second. So Beth is on Team Kelly so far, and Stephanie's on Team Ben, and Rhonda's just like, listen, you both better bring it. I'm not here to be bored.
I'm not here. Entertain me. All right, let's go.
Exactly.
You laugh, you lose.
All right. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Who gives baby sharks their presents on Christmas?
Who?
Santa Jaws.
Ah, very good.
Out the gate. Strong, right?
Yeah, that was strong. Kelly, what did Santa say to Mrs. Claus when he saw a thunderstorm?
What did Santa say to Mrs. Claus when he saw a thunderstorm?
Looks like rain, dear.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was Ben.
Cute.
Thanks.
Hey, Ben. Why did Santa's helper feel sad?
Why?
He had low elf esteem.
Oh, poor guy. Poor guy.
Yeah.
Kelly, my wife asked me if I'd seen the dog bowl. I said I didn't even know he could play cards, much less bowl.
Ah, yeah. Hey, work on that.
Thank you.
Develop his skills.
Mm-hmm.
Find some thumbs.
Yeah, I was going to say they don't have opposable thumbs. That'd be kind of hard.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Who's Santa's favorite female pop star?
Who?
Beyond Slay.
Oh, Beyond Slay. Kelly, what's Santa's least favorite holiday play?
What is Santa's least favorite holiday
play? The Nutcracker!
I really like the delivery on that one.
Thank you.
You committed? I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Rhonda's not impressed so far, by the way. We're not impressing Rhonda.
We're literally doing it for one person. All right.
We are. Hey, Ben.
Mm.
What does a gingerbread man use to keep his bed warm?
What?
Cookie sheet.
Cookie sheets. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
What is the best nutcracker?
What is the best nutcracker? I don't know.
A 6-inch heel.
That'd get her done.
And get her done.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What's the best Christmas gift for the person who has everything?
What?
A burglar alarm.
Oh, okay.
I think good stuff.
Yeah, I think I get that.
To steal.
I think I get it. All right, it's you laugh or lose.
You think you get it?
Kelly, how does a sheep say Merry Christmas?
How does a sheep say Merry Christmas?
Feliz Navidad.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Thank you.
That was a sharp left turn.
Thank
I thought
you.
I knew the punchline. I didn't.
No.
That was cute.
All right.
Still not super funny, but cute.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
How many presents can Santa fit in an empty sack?
How many?
Only one. After one present, it's not empty anymore.
Oh, it's kind of like a riddle.
It is, a little.
Kelly, what's the difference between snowmen and snow women?
Can I say it? I don't want to steal your thunder.
No, go ahead.
Snowballs.
Yeah, there you go.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I might be running out of Christmas jokes. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What's the cheapest meat?
What is the cheapest meat?
Deer testicles. They're under a buck.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. All right. Is that where we're going now?
That's where I'm at.
All right. What do you call the Pope on a potty?
What do you call a Pope on the potty?
Holy crap. Are you okay? You did it. You did it. Okay.
All right. I went out on Pope. Holy crap. That's what it is.
I don't know.
To be honest, I was kind of out on under a buck. I was kind of out. I was kind of out on deer testicles. I'm sorry. Sorry.
I appreciate your commitment to the bit, though. I do. I appreciate your commitment to the bit. You laugh, you lose.
I lost the whole year.
Man.
On holy crap. And deer testicles.
I mean, you really lost the deer testicles, let's be honest.
I really did. I really did. You know why? Because I'm hilarious.
You know what? It was a great season. Great season of You Laugh, You Lose.
It was a great season.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, so good. Oh, and your dog was really hating it, too.
She's right. Upset. She's very upset that I lost.
Mama, I understand.
Lost. I'm right. Sorry I let you down.
Okay. You let everyone down. All right, there you go. You laugh, you lose there. You can get a hold of us at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Tried to do the little, you've seen the Elf on the Shelf meme, right? Going around?
Yes.
Where people take pictures of themselves and then Photoshop something that rhymes with their name and put it on their shoulder. So it's kind of like, you know, you've seen Elf on the Shelf, now, you know, Jelly on Kelly, you know, and there's a Photoshopped jar of jelly on Kelly's shoulder or something like that, you know.
Nice. And so you did this.
Yes.
Got quite a bit of engagement.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, you know, I thought it'd be fun to jump in on that. So I Photoshopped a chicken that we have in our neighborhood that literally comes up to our door, and I put it on my shoulder. So Hen on a Ben was what I was thinking of, right? So you heard of Elf on the Shelf, Hen on a Ben. I showed it to my daughters before I posted it, and I was like, do you get it? And they're like, and they smiled, and they're like, yeah, Hen on a Ben, I get it. Okay, great. So pass the test, upload. It went horribly wrong.
Oh, it went. You regretted that instantly.
Before I even started diving in on the comments, I show it to my wife, and she says, what is that, chick on a, you know. God.
Check on it, Richard.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly. And I was like, no.
That was not what I was going for.
Yeah. And then I just happened to open up the old app and take a look at some of the comments that rolled in. And
Wow. They are exceptional.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Yeah. Like bird on a turd. Okay. Thank you very much. Only a few have actually figured out the hen on the bend part. And then blank on a jock. Okay.
Yep, I can understand what rhymes with that.
Chick on a hick. Okay, all right, thank you.
That's cute.
Appreciate it, yeah. Gary rolls in, clucker on a...
Yep,
okay.
Absolutely, 100%. You can always count on Gary to roll in with that. Also, people were needing you to still identify where you are.
I know, in the photo. So, again, this went...
Ben's on the right, actually.
Horribly, horribly wrong. Marilee says beaker on a tweaker. I don't even understand what that means.
I don't know what that means, what's a tweaker.
I don't even know what that means. But yeah, it's when the meme that you had in your mind completely backfires, this is what you get.
You know what? It was more open to interpretation than you thought.
I really misjudged that. Yeah, I undershot Jason Pluckerana.
Yes, absolutely. Uh-huh. This is a fun rhyming game.
I know. Listen, everyone's a comedian. Everyone's a comedian. I get it.
They are, because it's really funny.
I get it. Really everyone's a comedian. And then
we just can't really say most of them on the air.
Filet on a DJ. Okay.
Yes, right. That's cute.
That one too, sure.
Uh-huh.
So I tried.
So what you're saying is they're probably not going to be seeing a hen on a bend showing up at a store. We're not going to be marketing this anytime soon. It's not going to be the new hotness.
Probably
the elf on the shelf is secure in that world.
If you want to see it at Ben and Kelly Show or Ben Davis Radio, you can see it there. But I tried it. Passed the test of my daughters, but then it did not pass the test of my wife. And I should have gone to my wife first.
Yeah, absolutely.
When her first comment out the gate was, what is that? Chick on up. I should have known. Shoot.
Chick on Richard.
Yes, like chick on Richard. Oh my gosh. All right, Ben Davis Radio if you want to see it. 99.7 EJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, and congratulations to Sierra. Sierra picked up on the 11th day of Christmas, on the 12 Days of Ugly Christmas Sweaters, a big screen television, some tickets to the AJR streaming concert on the 26th, Rudolph Run passes, and $275 to spend at the Outlet Shops of the Bluegrass. Look at that.
Sweet.
Yeah, she posted a photo of all of her kids in ugly Christmas sweaters. So that's pretty cool. And you can see the entire gallery. And you got just a little bit to get in on that before we wrap it up. WDJX.com, click win. Speaking of digital concerts, you know that Justin Bieber is doing a New Year's Eve thing, right?
Okay, yes.
So we are
Is this competing with the New Year's Rockin' Eve? So it's going to be something different?
Yeah.
Or is it part of that?
Well, it's from, he's partnering with T-Mobile, and they're doing like a concert, a virtual concert on New Year's Eve. And so we are going to have concert tickets for that. Now, we're not going to put you on a plane and send you to the destination. We're just going to give you a URL and a code to get in so you can watch it wherever you are. So
an invitation to your living room.
Yes, exactly. So if Justin Bieber is your thing, know that we're going to have some of those concert tickets to get in to win coming up starting on Monday here on 99.7 DJX. All right, let's get to a feel good. Do this every hour. Kelly K.
This involves beer and dogs, so I'm slapping a feel good sticker on it.
No, and I'm all ready for it. Let's go.
So Budweiser's putting your dog's picture on their seasonal cans.
Wow.
It's pretty cute.
Budweiser is?
Yep. So if you want to make that happen, you got to reply to the tweet with a photo of your pet and the hashtag Pupweiser.
Oh my gosh.
And a lot of people have gone all in on this, tweeting pics of their dogs frolicking in the snow, engaging with perfect poses, wide-eyed portraits. So yeah, it's really kind of cute. So again, we'll retweet.
I'm
going to
do that right now.
That explains it. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, you know what? I just took a picture of my dogs. They are sleeping right at my feet right now. Maybe I could get them on there.
Maybe. Okay.
I mean, Pugwiser. I mean, hello. That writes itself.
It writes itself.
Yes.
All right, so Budweiser.
See, I'm telling you, it's a feel good.
Yeah, I feel like that's something that like a local microbrewery would do, not a big like, you know, Budweiser.
So, yeah, no, Budweiser. So
that is pretty cool.
All right. Pupweiser.
Pupweiser. There you go. Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. We already said that we already dove into the Facebook comments a little bit this hour. But we're going to do it again. As when you see drama on Facebook, you just screenshot it and you send it to us. Kelly and I just act out the people who are commenting on the thread with Facebook Fight Theater.
I'm going to find my motivation. I'm going to get in character. It's going to be amazing.
All right. That is on the way in just a few minutes. On 90, some new movies coming out actually on Christmas Day. Of course, Wonder Woman 1984. That's going to be available in select theaters and on HBO Max. Soul, I don't know if you've seen that animated preview, but...
I've started to see that. Like, yeah. I think yesterday was the first time I actually saw what that's supposed to be about.
Yeah, that's going to be available on Disney Plus, Soul. And again, this is on Christmas Day. Sylvie's Love on Amazon Prime Video. I have no idea what that is, but...
Never heard of it.
Out in theaters, Promising Young Women, News of the World, Pinocchio, One Night in Miami, and then The Truffle Hunters. Those are all coming out on Christmas Day. Now, Justin Timberlake, he's going to be starring in a brand new movie as well, which is going to be out in early... It's going to be out in January, January 29th of 2021.
So is he acting in it? Is it live action or is he lending his voice? Because no. I automatically think it's just animated.
Nope, it is live action. He is actually playing, it's more of a drama-filled movie. It's not like a comedy or anything like that. So, he is starring in the film called Palmer, where he's kind of a high school...
Oh!
So he was a former high school football star. He became a felon who then takes responsibility for caring for a 7-year-old boy, Sam, who likes tea parties and dolls and fairies and things like that, and makes him kind of a target of bullying at school.
That boy, that's Sam. His mama took off. He'll be staying with us till she's back.
You know your boy, right?
Yeah.
In the hours that I've known.
Yeah.
Do you know when my mom is coming back?
Aww.
He's gonna have to go in the system.
Man, so yeah, so he plays kind of, it's more of a dramatic role, so.
Okay, you know why that rang a bell, though?
Why?
So, there were stories from when they were filming that in, like, New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And there were rumors of him cozying up to his co-star who plays his wife.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, goodness. I'm awkward now.
Obviously, him being married to Jessica Biel, and they have a second kid. Who was just born as they've been kind of holed up in Montana. So
I'm wondering if she wants to see this movie after
she's like,
all of
yes,
the stuff.
I do want to see this movie. All right, so anyways, Justin Timberlake, the new trailer for Palmer just dropped. But yeah, several movies out on Christmas Day. Wonder Woman 1984 being the big one, and also Soul out on Disney Plus. So there you go. Coming up next, it is... when you see the drama on Facebook, you screenshot it, you send it to us. We will just act out the people who comment on the thread. We're not actually saying these things ourselves. We're just reading what these people are writing on Facebook.
Yeah, just watch those Christmas memes that you post.
Yes.
Watch the memes.
Especially when you are going through a divorce. So.
And court is involved.
Okay, so we're going to play Kane Brown, then we're going to come back with Facebook Fight Theater on the way. Socials at Ben and Kelly Show. Get a hold of us there. If you see drama sometimes on your newsfeed, you can screenshot it and send it to us. All we do is we take the thread and we just act out the people who comment on the thread.
Now, this is a situation where some, I guess we'll say, dirty laundry is being aired out a little bit. So it's a tough situation.
Yeah.
Mindy is going through a divorce.
Oh.
From David.
Okay.
Alexis is going to chime in there. And then David's attorney, Jeremy, have a few things to say.
Okay.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Vice Theater
on 99.7 DJX.
Christmas is going to be cut down this year, y'all. Someone continues to drag me through court and custody hearings, so my money is going for lawyer fees.
Already. Christmas is being cut down this year. All right.
Careful, sweetie. You don't want to give him anything he can print out and use in the custody hearing. True.
You're right. We shouldn't do this on Facebook. It is Christmas time. So how about this? Posts Santa meme. Oh, that's the X.
Oh,
all right.
A little festive, yeah.
All right.
David, you better take that down.
What? It's a Christmas meme. Lighten up, Jeremy. Oh, yeah, so the lawyer needs to step in there for sure.
Yeah, David, posting things like that can be printed and showed in court.
Fine. Y'all have no spirit of Christmas. It's Santa.
I'm so glad I'm divorcing your butt. It says you put the ho-ho-ho in holidays, but it's spelled with an E at the end. Screenshot and print.
Oh, all right. Okay. And I thought that was just a fancy way to spell it. Wow. Okay.
Bless his heart.
Just a quick
one. He apparently
one.
Didn't know.
He didn't know. Let's leave this off Facebook. That was Facebook man. Fight Theater.
I'm awkward.
I know. On 99.7.
Can we just talk? Figure out where we're growing.
DJX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Setting the bar. These are examples of what not to do, okay? So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting arrested, jet skiing across the Irish Sea to visit your girlfriend, you're doing okay.
Wow, what a romantic gesture.
Dale had never even driven a jet ski before. He decided to buy one last week to cross the Irish Sea from the Isle of Whithorn in Scotland to Ramsey, which is on the Isle of Man there in Ireland.
How hard could it be? That's right. Probably what he was thinking, right? How
yeah,
hard could
I mean,
it be?
He's thinking, okay, it's probably only going to take me about 40 minutes to do 4.5 hours later.
Oh, gosh.
After he got there.
Did he have gas?
And apparently he did. And he still had to walk another 15 minutes to actually get to the city where his girlfriend lives. He was able to spend the weekend together, but then got arrested because he was breaching the closed border laws as Ireland is trying to keep everything locked down so as not to bring the coronavirus into the island. So,
oh, dang.
He really missed her.
Oh, well, I hope it was worth the journey. I really hope that she was appreciative of the effort.
So I toss this out now. That was quite the effort, as Kelly said there, to
I pointed that out. Yes.
See his girlfriend. How far have you gone for action?
I feel like he wins. I'm not sure anyone is going to top that kind of story, but we are willing to listen.
Yeah. You don't think anybody can? How far could that be from Scotland to Ireland? It's probably only, 100 miles, maybe? Maybe even
it
less?
It was an effort. He bought the jet ski.
He did.
And then 4 hours on sea and then walking 15 minutes to the
sea. Miles,
city,
yes.
Breaking the law.
Yeah, that's true. So
that was a lot.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, sure. But then when I was dating my wife long distance, I lived 350 miles away from her. And we would make that commute.
Did you travel by jet ski?
I did not.
Did you cross a border?
I did cross a border, yes. Across a state line. So
That's not the same thing.
Oh.
Not the same thing.
Okay. All right.
But it's really a romantic gesture, Sparky, and it worked because you got married.
I mean,
so yay for you.
Didn't you once commute up to Michigan? Isn't that? Or am I just imagining
I
that?
I did. I also flew to California.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right.
Producer from Eliminate.
Right. Right. So we've all been there, right? We've all gone to great lengths to see that special someone?
Plane. Sure, yeah. I got on a plane and things. I got picked up at the airport, which was great. I didn't have to walk.
No, you didn't have to do anything.
I didn't have to travel by sea on a jet ski.
I know. That is, but from effort-wise, he does so far win the effort.
Yeah, he gets a sticker.
Yeah, he does. So,
let's hope we got more from his girlfriend.
Let's hope we got more than just a sticker. So this guy in Scotland, he bought a jet ski, took it across the Irish Sea just to see his girlfriend in Ireland. So we're like, how far have you gone to see a boyfriend or girlfriend? Or Veronica says, my ex got back from Iraq and drove from North Carolina to see me in Kentucky.
Oh, wow.
All right. That's
impressive.
That is impressive.
Thank him for his service.
I'm sure she did. Henry.
I walked 4 hours in the pouring rain once to see a girl.
You walked for 4 hours?
Wow.
In the freezing rain, yes.
Henry, so, like, tell me how far that was. Do you know how far that was?
It was roughly 9 to 10 miles.
Hopefully it was worth it.
It was. We had a good time.
Great.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Did we ask, like, was there an Uber option? Did the car break down?
Yeah, I
needed
know.
To kind of know the backstory of what led up to the 4 hours of walking in the freezing rain.
Why did you not take any sort of transportation? Right, exactly.
I needed to know why. A little.
Anyways.
We didn't ask.
And we didn't. Sorry. Coming up, we'll transfer from this to lighter subject matter in that it's a feel-good on the way.
I want to do a bonus shout-out before we get to the actual feel-good story.
Okay.
We got a message from Matt. He wants to give a shout out to his wife who passed the bar exam a couple weeks ago. New lawyers getting sworn in at 9 a.m. So congratulations. That's a lot of hard work. The culmination of it. That's pretty great.
That is good. All right.
Bonus little feel good.
Bonus little feel good. And then another feel good on the way. Give us 5 minutes. Hang on. Ariana Grande there, 99.7 DJX. Her special on Netflix comes out on Monday. She's been dropping little teasers and clues. And things like that are on our social media, so you can kind of get like teasers and get an idea of what it's going to look like there on her Twitter and Instagram at Ariana Grande. It's 9:12. Let's get to a feel good. All right, we do this every single hour. Kelly Kay.
So this is one of my favorites of the week. Now, a lot of times you hear about people like stealing things, packages off people's porches, or stealing Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
This is exact opposite.
Okay.
So a group of teenagers in Pennsylvania apparently have been secretly decking out their neighbors' lawns with gigantic Frosty the Snowmen.
Oh. Okay.
Like 18 footers, like the big inflatables.
Okay.
And this has been going on since late November. 60 houses have been hit.
Ooh.
With humongous Frosties popping up in their front lawn, and neighbors are loving it.
Oh.
They're like, this is the coolest thing ever.
Okay.
Yeah, they're like, you know, the whole thing has been so much fun. The neighborhood is in a good mood. They're happy, especially after such a crappy year. I think everyone's just looking for some bright spots. So this group has been disguising themselves, dressing as Buddy the Elf and reindeer costumes. And they were starting off by, like, doing this under the cloak of darkness.
No.
Like, at night. And then they would wake up in the morning, magically, there would be Frosty. But then they started doing this in the evening so that people could watch them do it. Because that's kind of part of the fun.
Oh!
And, like I said, I have no idea who's funding this project. Because these things cost about $400 a pop. And if they put up 60 of them, that's a lot of dough.
Yeah, I don't have the capabilities to do that math in my head, but yeah, that's...
Nope, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah.
If only there was a calculator.
Yeah, and hopefully we won't come back, you know, next week and be like, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a bunch of inflatable Frosties to put around your neighborhood.
Bless the neighborhood.
Okay, yeah.
That's $24,000, by the way.
Oh, wow.
I just did the math. $24,000 worth of Frosties have been erected in Pennsylvania for fun times. And I am choosing to think there will not be the follow-up story that says they were stolen.
No, because this is a feel-good.
It's a feel-good. We're staying in the feel-good lane. It's awesome.
All right, good stuff.
Frosties are everywhere. We've tweeted out the story at Ben and Kelly Show. You want to check it out.
There you go. Feel-good every hour here throughout the morning on next Zoom. Once again, lifting its 40-minute meeting limit for the holidays, like Hanukkah, Christmas Eve, Christmas, New Year's Eve, Kwanzaa. So they did it. Remember, they did it for like Thanksgiving, where they realized that there were going to be a lot of families that were Zooming each other. And they were like, well, you know, you don't have to necessarily buy an account or whatever to get more than 40 minutes at this point. So
means your New Year's Eve party in your living room can be lit all night.
That's right. All night. All night, for sure. So, yeah, rolling right now until December 19th for the end of Hanukkah, and then beginning again next Wednesday, the 23rd, through Saturday, the 26th, for Christmas Eve and Christmas, and then the following Wednesday, the 30th, rolling through January 2nd, you won't have any limitation on how much you can Zoom. So, yeah, get in on that, I guess, if you're... plans include Zooming with family. I know, I think we tried to do that. We had family from the West Coast for Thanksgiving trying to Zoom, and I forgot to log on. So I didn't even show up to the Zoom party. I know. My aunt over on the West Coast, she had sent out a thing. Hey, we're going to try like Zooming everybody for Thanksgiving, and it'll be fun, whatever. And I literally just forgot.
They all hate you now.
I know, it's like,
you may not know that.
Well, we're gonna make our plans without Ben, so let's go ahead and do that. So
ain't no party like a Zoom family party, because a Zoom family party don't start unless you don't even log on like Ben.
Right. I got the joy, and I don't know if anybody else got this same joy this morning, but I was awoken by another cat barf alarm clock. So that was exciting for
me.
Well,
we have dog puke. So all over the bed.
So you're dealing with animal barf too.
Yes, lots of vomit.
Yeah,
yay.
I think the good thing about mine was I looked at my alarm clock and I literally had a half an hour still to sleep before my alarm officially went off. So I was able to...
That's the worst.
Yep. I was able to go back to sleep for a little bit, but then I knew in the back of my head that everything's dark and I'm going to have to gingerly dodge... where I think I heard the cat relieving itself.
Yeah, no, I don't go back to sleep in those situations, because like then, you know, I'm up and then I'm starting to count down. All right.
Yeah.
How much longer until I have to be up? And then I just keep the countdown going.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, then there's that. So, yeah. So, what a way to wake up is with that special sound that will jolt you out of the deepest sleep. Quicker than any alarm clock on your phone would ever. That
it'd be really effective. You start to hear that.
Yeah. And then you're just like, ah!
Yeah.
You just hope it's not on like any sort of furniture or anything. You're like, just do it on the hardwood floors.
Yeah, easier to wipe up.
Yeah.
See, so. I've got it all in. They have a little crate, you know, so it's all over the bedding in all of the crevices, you know, and it's got like five pillows that you have to take out before you wash the cover. And then it's all over the cage.
Yeah.
It's all over underneath it. It's pretty foamy and slimy.
Ew.
Yeah. So that's what I've got waiting for me upstairs.
All right. Well, that's exciting.
Can we stretch the show a little bit longer?
Yeah, so you don't have to deal with that.
I don't want to do that.
All right. We can do it for maybe just a little bit, Kelly. We can.
Sorry, honey.
All right.
I got to work all day.
Yeah, that's right.
Here we go.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, and AJR is holding their Christmas concerts virtually December 26th. We're giving away a bunch of passes with that, with the 12 Ugly Days of Christmas sweaters. You can get in to win it right now at WDJX.com. Just one more day, last day. So get that in, WDJX.com, and you can see the gallery of all the ugly Christmas sweaters. They're up on the website. This being the last live show of the year. So that'll be exciting to take a look back on some of the better moments of the show over the past 12
better
months.
Better moments?
Yeah.
Listen now.
All right.
And we've had some funny things happen.
And I will say,
we'll find them all.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, because we're going to count down the top 10 phone taps of the year too. So a lot of you have nominated your favorites, and this is also based on just audience response in the moment as well. So we took look at all of the phone taps that we did over the course of the year, and we're gonna.
Yeah, we have a ranking system.
Yeah,
like when we put them in our little system, we kind of give them like a little star rating mm-hmm. yeah. on how strong and how well received it was in the moment.
Yeah, so only the best, and we'll count That's them right. down 10-1 starting on Monday. So listen for the best phone taps of the year, 10-1 starting on Monday.
I don't even upload anything that's a 1 or 2 star. I'll say that.
They don't even make the cut.
Only 3 or 4 star stuff.
They don't even make the cut.
They don't even make the cut at all. They are not getting uploaded at all. I just throw it on the ground. I spit on it and say that sucked.
Yeah, flush it down the toilet and be like, be gone with you. Be gone. Pretend like it never even happened. So yeah, we'll count them down 10-1 every morning at 7:30. So you can hear those here on 99.7 DJX. But otherwise, hopefully you have a very happy holiday and you stay safe. And then, you know, all that fun stuff. You too, Kelly.
Well, thanks. You too, Sparky.
Thank you, Sparky.
Meowie Christmas.
Yes, and a very llama Christmas to you as well.
Thank you.
All right, catch up on what you missed on the podcast at WDJX.com. Have a good holiday. We'll talk to you later.